Hey everyone, I'm Carl Azus and this is CNN Student News. Our first story today centers on the Middle Eastern country of Iraq. There's been an increase in violence there. One reason, terrorists. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, known as ISIS, has been fighting the Iraqi government and trying to seize more power in the country and the region. Another reason, religious divisions. Iraq's two main religious groups, Shiite Muslims and Sunni Muslims, don't always get along. In some places, they've been fighting each other. The U.S. is getting involved again. It led an international group of countries to invade and overthrow Iraq's former dictator in 2003. The coalition then battled terrorists and insurgents for years. The last U.S. combat troops left in 2011. Now America is sending weapons and drones to help Iraq's government.
Well, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been very clear in his support for the Iraqi government, saying that the United States will support the legitimate and elected government in Iraq. He describes ISIS, Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria, as being the biggest threat in the region. Their brutality is well known. But he does say that the United States will stop short of sending in troops on the ground. This is what he said.
This is a fight that belongs to the Iraqis. That is exactly what the president and the world decided some time ago when we left Iraq. So we are not obviously contemplating returning. We're not contemplating putting boots on the ground. This is their fight. But we're going to help them in their fight.
For the first time in its 100-year history, the U.S. Federal Reserve will be led by a woman. The Fed sets U.S. monetary policy. It decides things like interest rates and how to stimulate the U.S. economy. It has an influence on world economic decisions. On Monday, the Senate confirmed 67-year-old Janet Yellen as Fed chair. She's worked at the bank for more than a decade. She has expertise in macroeconomics and the elements of unemployment. Some of Yellen's work in high school may give clues as to how she sees herself.
She has cracked one of the highest glass ceilings in America. We took a look at Janet Yellen's younger years. She graduated from Fort Hamilton High School in Brooklyn in 1963. In high school, she was both valedictorian and editor of the school newspaper. Her high school had a tradition for the editor to interview the valedictorian, and since Janet Yellen held both titles, she ended up interviewing herself. It certainly does give you a sense of how Janet Yellen viewed herself objectively. In the article, she doesn't shy away from listing her successes, listing her awards, describing herself as a, quote, versatile, attractive, and talented senior. But she means it in a very sort of tongue-in-cheek kind of way.
Yellen will be taking over Ben Bernanke's job. The current Fed chairman's second term is up at the end of the month. Yellen and Bernanke share many of the same views on U.S. monetary policy, so Bernanke's critics have concerns about Yellen's appointment.